This week's parasha, Parashas Ekev. The parasha begins. V'ho'yo Ekev Tishmon Eis Hamishpatim Ho'ele Ushmartem Ba'asisem Oysom V'shomar Hashem Elikecha L'cho Es Habris V'es HaChesed Asher Nishba L'Avisecha. The Pasuk is telling us that this it should be a consequence of our tishmon, of heeding, following the laws, and guarding and performing them. Hashem, your God, will safeguard you for the bris, the covenant, and the kindness that He swore to your forefathers. So the Torah is telling us that if we heed the mitzvahs of the Torah, Hashem will keep His covenant and the chesed, His kindness, that He swore to our forefathers. So we know about the bris main apsara. What is this chesed? What is chesed? Hashem l'chol bris. Rashi tells us, Yishma l'chav t'chasei shom. Good. So we know about the bris main apsara. What chesed? What chesed did the Baruch Hashem promise our forefathers? The Sipurna says, the bris refers to the shvur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that he would forever be the God of Avraham Avinu and his descendants. Didn't matter, Avraham Avinu was scared. Altira, Avraham Avinu was scared that perhaps his children would do chatoim. Perhaps there would be another nation that would come and not. It says that Avraham Avinu, one of the Mefarshim explained that Avraham Avinu, he was able to fight the four kings until he reached Dan. When he reached the portion of Shevet Dan, he was no longer able to defeat them anymore. Why? Because a Chet Egel happened there. So if that's the case, Avraham Avinu was scared. He saw that his descendants would do chatoim. He feared that perhaps Klal Yisrael would lose being the chosen nation. The Baruch Hashem promised him, you have nothing to worry about. Your descendants will be the chosen nation forever. This signifies a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, that there's a direct connection between the Baruch Hashem and Klal Yisrael. This is the Yisrael Godel, that there's a direct connection. There's no Sar. Every nation of the world has a Sar and Shemayim representing the nation down here. Whenever a nation over here down here is going to fall, the nation in the Sar of that nation has to fall first. By Klal Yisrael, there's no Sar. Direct with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Shachal Torah says, the Pasuk says, Va'asisem Oysom Vishoma Hashem Elikecha L'cho. He says, but he has a question. Why does the Pasuk first say Va'asisem, which is a Lashon Rabbim, and then he switches to Vishoma, which is a Lashon Yachid? Right, two words later, Va'asisem Oysom Vishoma Hashem Elikecha L'cho. It should be either Lashon Rabbim or Lashon Yachid. It says in Mishlei, Kapitel Yudalit, Pasuk Chavches, Beroiv am hadras melech. With a multiple of people is the king's glory. The more people performing a mitzvah together brings more glory to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a concept that's used in halacha. This is the reason why there are many that have the minig that one person makes kiddush and the others are yaitzah. There's a concept of Rebbe Hadras Melech. When we have Megillas Esther, there's an inyan to go specifically even more so because of Rebbe Hadras Melech. There's a concept of Rebbe Hadras Melech. However, in regards to reward, when it comes to reward, it's not a cumulative. Each person receives reward based on his intentions, what he was thinking. Rebbe Hadras Melech means it brings cover to the Ribbono Shel Olam if there's a large gathering. The larger the gathering, the more cover there is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wonderful. But in terms of schar, how do you know what each person is thinking? So depending on the person's intentions, what he's thinking about, that's his schar. Said in the Taisis Bracha, Taisis Bracha is another sefer written by the Teret Mima. Quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. He says two people can daven this exact same tefillas, and the request of only one of them will be fulfilled. What's the pshat? Frek the Gemara. The one whose tefillah was fulfilled davened the tefillah shlema. Rashi says, what's the tefillah shlema? With kavana. While the other person did not daven the tefillah shlema. There are those who perform mitzvahs in its entirety and with great kavanah. There are others who perform mitzvahs because they feel an obligation to perform them, but they do not have kavanah. The Pasuk uses a lashon yachid, relating to rewards for mitzvahs, because reward is bestowed based upon the individual's performance of the mitzvahs. He says basically the same yisoid as the Shachar Torah, just quotes from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and that's the yisoid. When a person davens, he does mitzvahs, he should think about it a little bit, he should have kavanah. It says in the Shem Yishmuel, the Torah links our fulfillment of Hashem's commandments to His promise to our forefathers. The children of Esav could have come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanding that they receive bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they are also descendants of our forefathers, of our Avos, Avram and Yitzchak. They also, this is the same level, they're also children. The Torah therefore stresses that Hashem's promise to Avram and Yitzchak is contingent upon us performing the mitzvahs. We have to perform the mitzvahs. The promise that we said that the Rebbeinu Shalom made to Avraham Avinu, that it would always be his descendants, because the Rebbeinu Shalom saw there would always be tzaddikim. Even though there would be chatoim, even though there was an eagle, but there was always tzaddikim in the generation. But chas v'shalom, if they wouldn't fulfill the commands of the Torah, then the Esav would have a tithner. Why not us? Why Klal Yisrael? Why the children of Yaakov? Why not the children of Esav? The Chiddush Erim says, Chazal tell us that the Lashon of Vahoya is a Lashon of Simcha. The Pasuk starts, Vahoya Ekev Tishmon. It's a Lashon of Simcha. He says, Ekev is a Lashon of Ikvas of the Mashiach, alluding to the era immediately before the era of Mashiach. The Pasuk is telling us that in these generations, immediately before the coming of Mashiach, Tishmon, do the Ratzon Hashem, that is very chashuv by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vahoya, that is what makes the Rebbeinu Shalom besimcha. We're on a much lower madriga than the previous generations. We say, is what shayachas do we have? What shayachas do we have to bring in Mashiach? It's the wrong attitude, fakarit. What the Rebbeinu Shalom expected from the generations before was much greater. For us to be, I once heard a shiur from Rabbi Chaim Waxman Shlita, he went on and on in this yesoid of the concept of what the Tanoim, what the Rebbeinu Shalom expected of a Tanoim, a person of our generation needs to do so little to be on the level of a Tana. What does that mean? Because we're at such a low level of Ruchnias, but if we have to make an effort, if we make that effort, we can overcome everything. We can become in the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's what he's looking for. It says in the Mabit says, we don't understand. All the previous generations couldn't bring Mashiach. Great generations. What chayachas do we have to bring Mashiach? So the Mabit explains that there's like a cup filled with tears. The cup is almost full. It's 99.9999%. Who did it? Who got this cup full? The previous generations. We're not great enough. What chayachas do we have? All we gotta do is put in a drop, that 0.000001, that's all we need to do. If we can get there, we can bring Mashiach. It says in the Maria Sad, Ushmartem refers to Siyogim, the gates that one surrounds themselves in order to adhere to the mitzvahs of Torah. Va'asisem oisam refers to doing the actual mitzvahs. One who fulfills the mitzvahs of Torah receives reward for Neilam Haba. He says, one who fulfills the siyogim that he creates for himself, that he gets chamayim hazeh too. So let's remember that. We have to work on that as well. It's a concept that we have to create, so the Rabbanan creates siyogim for us, and we have to create our own siyogim. We can't sit here and wait and say, listen, I'm going to go to a place, I'm going to do something that I know is going to cause me to do something wrong, or might cause me to do something wrong. We have to create our own siyogim. That's where we're going to get our schools. It says in the Sfas Emes, not the Sfas Emes from Ger, but the Sfas Emes from Brijan. He quotes a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chaf. He says, a man has to be mekadish himself with what is mutter to him. Mekadish is asma b'mutterloch. Torah Shiva Per creates fences around the mitzvahs of Torah to help us to mekayim all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. We certainly need to adhere to these rules. Moreover, we need to create our own fences. We need to stay away from acts which could ultimately lead us to do averus. He says, in this way it is easy to mekayim the mitzvahs of Torah by making these siyogim. He says, Ekev is the Rosh Tevis, not in order, but the Oisius, I and Kuv Veis, is you can do Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutter. That's how we're going to get it. How are we going to be? How are we going to be tishmonei samishpatei mele? How is that going to happen? V'ha'ya ekev. If we're kaddish atzmacha b'mutter, there are things that are mutter, and we create our own tziyavim. That's how we're going to be able to protect ourselves and fulfill the mitzvahs of Torah. It says in the Shemana Pirsimrin, quotes the Yalkut and Devarim, the lashon of v'ha'ya is a lashon of immediately. Certain time it could be ye of v'ha'ya. It means is that it happened right after. The Torah is teaching us that when one is young, he should immediately think about the end. He should think about where he will ultimately end up and utilize his time properly in this world by fulfilling the mitzvahs of Hashem. This will cause one to follow the mishpatim of Hashem and stay away from Averus. A person shouldn't think, alright, you know, I'm young, when I get older, I'll start to do mitzvahs. It's sort of interesting you say, why is it that it says that the older a person is, the harder it is to change? Much harder to change a person. He's older, he's set in his ways. What's a pshat? The pshat is, it's only fear to be like that. Because you have someone who's young, and a guy is 20 years old, and he says, okay, I'm going to start doing Avodas Hashem properly, and it's not that hard to change at 20. So he starts doing it. So Met Shem, he's going to live till he's 70, 80, 90, 100. He should live till 120. He has many years to come. So he's going to be doing Avodas Hashem, let's say, for 50, 60, 70, 80 years. You have an older Yid. You have a guy 70, 80. If he's going to change, chances are, B'derech HaTeva, he's going to die pretty soon. So he's not going to have to do and be an Avodas Hashem for so long. That's why it's harder for him. His Nisayon is greater, and it's harder to change because it wouldn't be fair. So that's why even a person is older, it's even harder. When we're younger, it's easier. We have to work on it. We can be an Avodas Hashem for many years. It says in Rabbeinu Ephraim, Habris is the Torah, and Chesed, the question that we ask, Ve'es HaChesed is Gemilas Chasadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachad his name with Chesed, like it says in Tehillim, Ulocho Hashem Chesed, and it says in the Mishle, Ve'esayas Chesed al Lashonei. It says in Noyem Megodim, quote to Gemara in Shabbos and Afkuf Yutes, Bishlo HaKadosh says, Boyu V'neitzei Likras Kala Shabbos Malkasa. Some say this right before Luchadoidi, some have it if you look at it in small words, some have the meaning to say this. Let us go out and greet the bride, Shabbos Malkasa. The Gemara is telling us that we must go out and greet the Shabbos HaMalka during the time of Tosfos Shabbos. Before the actual time of Shabbos arrives. One should not wait until Shabbos arrives to greet her. Rather, we have to go out and greet Shabbos. It says in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Chesam and Aleph, and you quote the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Ani Hashem beita afishena, I am Hashem, and it's time I will hasten it. If Klal Yisrael azreicha, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will hasten to bring the geula. If Klal Yisrael not zreicha, then the geula will come in its time. If we heed the Torah properly, and we shomer it in the right way, then we will be zreicha to greet the geula, and not have to wait for the geula to come to us." V'hoyu eker tishmon, v'hoyu a lashon of simcha in the times of eker the Mashiach. If we heed the Torah properly, then we will be besimcha, and we will be able to greet the geula before it greets us. The thing is, we want to go out and greet the geula. We don't want it to come to us. We want to get it early. He says, "How is that going to happen?" V'hoyu eker tishmon, v'hoyu a lashon of simcha. How are we going to be besimcha when it's going to come to the end? If the tishmon is on the shpat meila, if we listen to the Torah and we follow the Torah, it says in the Eitz Hadas Tov Chaim Vital, if one toils in the study of Torah, he will receive a great reward. The reward is the knowledge of how to follow the Ratzon Hashem. The purpose of learning the Torah Akadosha is in order to perform the mitzvahs. This builds on the story that we said last week, that this concept of schar mitzvah mitzvah, like it says in Pirkei Avos. What's the concept of schar mitzvah mitzvah? The schar of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. There's nothing greater than that. Not schar. It's not getting reward, but the schar is that I fulfill the will of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He's saying is if I learn Torah, I will receive knowledge and how to follow the Ratzon Hashem further. What greater schar can there be than that? It says in the Ben Eshchai, V'hoy is Lashon of Simcha, like we said. One has to be V'simcha even Be'ekev. What does he say is Be'ekev? Be'ekev is at the end of our learning. When we learn, and there's a tremendous Gishmak, during the Sugya, we have to have a Simcha. And Be'ekev, at the end, you say, okay, now it's over. No, you still have to have that Simcha. You have to take that Simcha of Torah with you. says in Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Chesed ve'emes al yazvucha. Chesed and emes you shall not leave. Chesed is part of the mitzvahs which one does ben adam l'chaveroi with his friends. One should want to be good to others, help them financially, and wish them well in every way possible. Certainly you shouldn't hate another person, and you shouldn't be jealous of anyone else. What is chesed referring to? Bris refers to the actual Torah HaKadosh. Chesed refers to doing more than one is technically required. Chesed is caring about another one. When someone does chesed on the level down here of Gemilas Chesed, it's caring about another. But we're saying this is another part of chesed. And chesed is for ourselves by creating boundaries. If we create our own siyogin, that's how we're going to create the greatest Kedusha, that's how we're going to be able to keep the Torah HaKadosh. Rewards for mitzvahs is received in the next world. However, reward for showing a love for the Torah and its mitzvahs we can receive even in this world. How do you show a true love? How is it one can show a true love? If you do what you have to do, I have to follow the Torah. If I don't follow the Torah, I'm in big trouble. I'm going to get punished. I have to have ear from it. What's my responsibility? The Torah tells us. But what happens if it's something that I'm allowed to do? And I say, you know what? I'm going to do this for the Ribono Shel Olam. Kadesh atzmecha b'muter. I'm going to do something I don't have to. I'm going to be mekadesh myself. That's what's going to get us into the next world, and that gives us chayin in this world too. A person, if he goes, takes out the garbage. He goes and takes out the garbage. He's getting chayin for that. I mean, some houses, yeah, not the husband's job. But if it's your job, it's your job. You're not showing any hava to your wife. Where's the hava? That's my job. My job. And I always say this when I watch my kids, I'm babysitting the kids. Not babysitting the kids, they're my kids. My job. What happens if you go and you do something you don't have to do? And you go, you buy flowers for your wife? So that's where you're showing a hava. So we have to show a hava to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's the way we're going to get schar in this world as well. A little bit later in the parasha, it says, Va'ata Yisrael mo Hashem lekecha shor mi'imach ki'im li'yir Hashem lekecha. The Gemara in Brachas Nachlam Gimel says, Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz miyir Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of Shemayim except for Yir Shemayim. All we need to do is have Yir Shemayim. That's it. Kiyim liyir Hashem lekecha. That's all. That's it. Is it really that easy to get to there? It seems like it's, you know, all you gotta do is give a dollar and everything is done for you. You know, is it so easy? Kiyim liyir. That's all you gotta do. Easy. What's pshat? The Chiddush Erim says, Hakol bidei Shemayim means when the one davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his various requests, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may or may not grant his requests. Yeah, could be. Hakol bidei Shemayim. You could daven for Parnasa, you could daven for a Shidduch, you could daven for Refuah, Yeshua. Baruch Shalom may answer, may give it to you, may not. However, Chutz mi Yira Shemayim, if someone davens to the Ribono Shel Olam for Yira Shemayim, he gets it. Different than standard pshat, as I say in the Chiddush Erim. The Chofetz Chaim says, "Mo Hashem alekech l'shel mi'imach." We have to must constantly have this pasuk on our minds. A Yid has to spend his entire life repeatedly asking himself this question: what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me at this moment? I repeated the story once before, but it's a half a day story. I repeat it again. It's a while ago. It was a person, Nabel, who was very sick. He had yenna machla, and he was going for treatment. And a friend of his went to pick him up, was going to pick him up. He picks him up in the morning, he's taking him to the hospital. And he's smiling. This man who's going for treatments, he's smiling, he's happy, he's exuberant. The person says, "What? How could you be happy? What's a pshat? You're in such a bad matzah, you're going for treatment, you're sick. It doesn't mean you're happy." He says, "Every morning I wake up and I think, what does the Ribono Shel Olam want from me today? Does he want me to work 8 hours? Does he want me to learn 7 hours? Does he want me to learn 10 hours? What time is it? How early should I be getting up to go to chakras? I don't know exactly what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. I know this morning when I woke up, I know what the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to do. He wants me to go for treatments. I don't have a choice. This is what I have to do. That's the Ribono Shel Olam is telling me what I have to do today. So I'm happy. I'm fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. True godless. That's true godless. We have to think about this. What does God want from us? Not just go about our lives and see how many good things we can get out of life. But rather, what does our Rebbeinu Shalom want from us? It says in the Goyin, quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Yiras Hashem hi oitzrei. Yiras Hashem, that is his treasure. It is the way of kings to place in their storehouse that which is unique and precious. So too regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel. Everything in this world is their Rebbeinu Shalom's. The only thing that anyone can offer to the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yiras Shamayim, because that is the only thing that we have a bechira for. The unique item that we have the opportunity to provide to the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yiras Hashem. You should know there's only one thing you can really do. That you think you're going to do a mitzvah of sukkah, the Rebbeinu Shalom allowed you to do it. Everything that you do is only with the Rebbeinu Shalom. You can't do it by yourself. There's one thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us, bechira, Yiras Hashem. They say statistically, I don't know if it's true or not, but statistically they say is they have a Coke machine, and they'll have three Cokes, and they'll have a Sunkist, and they'll have a Dr. Pepper. And the reason why they have the other sodas, and they even produce, their Coke is by far the best seller of the brand. By far. Why did they even produce the other ones? Because they want people to think they have a choice. But statistically they say, is the same person will go over to the machine, he'll look at it, and they'll say, okay, I'm going to get a Coke. And he thinks, and he looks, oh, I can get a Coke, I can get a Sunkist, I can get a Dr. Pepper, I'm going to get a Coke. And he continuously, he's predisposed, he thinks he's making a choice whether he wants a Coke or a Sunkist or a Dr. Pepper, but he's predisposed his decision. It's not really a Bechira. I don't understand this example because I drink Sunkist, but kids and mice, they say statistically this is an improvement. But what's the one...
But I'm
predisposed to Sunkist, that's all. In other words, it's not trapped that I have Bechira on that. The point is that on Gashmius, we think it's Farkir. We think, my ears, Hashem, I don't have a choice on. That's up to God. If God's going to give me ears, Hashem, I'm going to have ears, Hashem. If I'm going to have vanilla ice cream later when I go home, or I'm going to have chocolate ice cream, that's my choice. No, that's not our Bechir. Our Bechir is Yiras Hashem. That's it. Nothing else. Shaitan the Tzur Hamor. Mo Hashem Lekech Hashem Imach, I'll take me Mo Elameya. Do not read the Pasuk Mo, rather read the Pasuk Meya, 100. This is a remez to the 100 brachas everyone must say daily. There are 100 letters in the Pasuk. 99 plus the Aleph in the word Meya, which corresponds to the 100 brachas one makes. One who completes the 100 brachas daily, it is considered as if he was mekayim Yiras Hashem. By doing this, one can mekayim the entire Torah, being that it's not that hard to say 100 brachas daily, the pasuk says, Ki'im! A little request. Say 100 brachas! The Tzemach is answering the question. Ki'im! Say 100 brachas! Said in the Shach HaTorah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Yiras Hashem, he oitzrei. This is the Rebbeinu Shalom's treasure. One who works to bring forth wheat and does not have a storehouse in which to place the wheat, his efforts are in vain. So to one who toils and performs mitzvahs, but does not have Yiras Shemayim, his actions are in vain. Worthless. The pasuk begins with a vav and ends with a chav. Ve'ata, vav, elekecha, and the chav. The gematria is 26. There are 26 words in this pasuk. 26 and 26, the gematria of the vav and the chaf, and the 26 words in this pasuk is equal to 52, which is the gematria of ben. This is to remind us that we're children of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in the Rekeach, the pasuk begins with the vav and ends with the chaf. He says in the Bereishis, Yitzchok benches Yaakov. The pasuk begins with a vav and ends with a chav. The gematria is 26. The 26 represents the name of Hashem, which corresponds to Chesed. One who is mekayim the pasuk of Yiras Hashem and follows and loves Hashem, he will be zeicha to the birchas of Yitzchok. So he states in the Rekeach. The Ben Yehuda says there are two levels of Yiras Hashem. There's Yiras Ha'inish and Yiras Haremimus. Fear of punishment and fear of Hashem, of Remimus. What is Yiras Haremimus? Yiras Haremimus is a sense of awe and reverence in recognizing Hashem's greatness. Only the higher level of Yiras Hashem, which is Yiras HaRayimis, is hidden away in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's storehouse. It is only the Rebbeinu Shalom who knows what type of Yiras Hashem one has, and it is the Yiras HaRayimis that he loves, not the Yiras HaInish. Two different years. When we say Yiras Hashem, we have to realize, yes, we have to start with Yiras HaInish perhaps, but our ultimate goal has to be get to Yiras Hashem. It says in the Chazal Yavis, Apirish from none other than Ben Yishchai. He wrote many songs in Ben Yishchai. He's on Pirkei Avos. He says, what does it mean, Yiras Shamayim? Why do we say Yiras Shamayim? You ever say, oh, that person, that tzaddik over there, he's a Yiras Shamayim. Why don't you say he's a Yiras Hashem? What's Yiras Shamayim? He's afraid of Shamayim, of heaven. What does that mean? One of the Yiras Shamayim is one who is Mekayim Sur Meira Va'aseh Toiv. He turns away evil and does good. Hashamayim is made up of Esh and Mayim, fire and water. By nature, there are two substances which are diametrically opposed and should not be able to exist together as a unit. They should not be able to coexist. It is only because of the Yiras Hashem that the fire and water stay together, which creates Shamayim. So Shamayim is inherently something that can't be in the Bria, because there are two things that are inherently, innately, they're diametrically opposed, but the Yiras Hashem keeps them together. So too, one who obtains this higher level of Yiras Hashem, of Yiras HaRemimis, and follows the Ratzon Hashem, even when it goes against the very grain of his nature, it's called the Yiras Shamayim. It doesn't make sense. My nature is one thing, and I go against it, that's a Yiras Shamayim. Just like the Esh and the Mayim don't go together, but Yiras Hashem keeps it together, that's what Yiras Hashem. It says in the Chidor, the Lashon of Ata refers to tshuva. It is a remez that one who has thoughts of tshuva at the very moment, the klipas are removed from him and he's immediately attached to Kedusha. Now we can understand how easy it is for Yiras Hashem. V'ata Yisrael mo Hashem alekecha shalamim achiyim liyiras Hashem alekecha. What is the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us? No, only Yiras Hashem. That's the only thing we have a choice on. Two things. Number one, it's not that hard, perhaps, like the Tzohar HaMor says, because if we say 100 brachas, you can mekayim it. We have to think about the brachas. I thought perhaps the reason why we make 100 brachas is to try to keep us connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom the whole day. A person has to go to work. A person has to eat. A person has to, you know what, but even when he's at work, he goes to the bathroom, he's going to take a drink, he's going to eat. We constantly have opportunities to make brachas. We're supposed to realize what the opportunity we have and try to connect ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom through that. And another thing is that the only thing we have a choice on. We think that we have choices in everything else. That is our goal. We should be zeichet, and have proper year Shamayim. We should go against our nature, and we should follow the Ratzon Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.